Here is another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files.
A year ago, I was working in a call center.
In Berlin. Berlin.
In Berlin. Horrible job. And meanwhile, researching about paleo, because it was about the time that I started to develop the idea of doing a restaurant. And it was my escape from the job.
28-year-old Boris Leite-Posso from Belgium did open a restaurant. Boris and his Brazilian partner Rodrigo serve Paleolithic cuisine at Sauvage, a cozy restaurant with candlelit tables on Pflügerstraße in Neukölln. Sauvage is French for savage or wild.
Some people just saw on the television or read a little bit about paleo food, and they come to the place expecting something more fantastic, like a cave, people working in leather or eating with hands or open fire.
The paleo diet, often referred to as a caveman diet, consists of food that would have been available to Stone Age humans. It's sugar, dairy, and grain-free. Although Boris and Rodrigo make some concessions.
We have nothing that it's heavily processed, like grains and refined sugar and other sources of sugar like lactoses. So we do use a little bit of dairy exceptionally, but only cheeses and full fat cream.
And they don't cook over an open fireplace either. There's even a microwave in their restaurant kitchen, but they keep a close eye on the quality of the food. Boris says they use organic fruits and vegetables and get their meat as much as possible from grass-fed animals.
Actually, a very important principle within the paleo diet is that it's very logic. If grains make humans sick, they will also make animals sick. There's only one kind of animal that can survive eating grains, and that's a bird.
Every night, Sauvage offers four main dishes of prehistoric cuisine.
And tonight we are cooking steak. Steak is a classic, of course, with celeriac mash and capers. And a caper sauce and caramelized onions. We have chicken breast and a lavender.
Paleo food plays a big part in the life of the 28-year-old. Even though he's been doing a lot of sports in the past, he never felt really fit until he tried the caveman diet.
Dry skin, itching scalp, not sleeping well, being tired in the middle of the day. Bad skin, zits, and so on. All these little things that everybody has, and everybody thinks this is normal, and you have to accept that in your life, all these things disappear.
My last question for Boris, intrigued by his passion for paleo, what's for breakfast?
I don't have breakfast. I eat once a day, only in the evening. I haven't eaten up till now. I just come from the gym without eating. And then I eat a mountain of food. And people always say, don't eat late in the day, it makes you fat. It doesn't make you fat. It's not true. It's all about what you eat.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.